Why a bigger salary could still leave you feeling broke. Ananda Bezoudenhout, franchise principal, consult by Momentum, Peak Shore. You earn a decent salary, drive a nice enough car and enjoy regular dinners out. You've made it, right? Then why is there still too much month left at the end of your money? After the debit orders have gone off, the school fees paid and the groceries bought, you should be able to relax a little and enjoy your hard-earned randellas. But many working people are still left wondering where their payslip went, and not because of reckless spending. Instead, it's the result of lifestyle creep. Lifestyle creep is the gradual increase in spending that follows rising income. You get a raise and decide to finally upgrade your phone or subscribe to that extra streaming service. Maybe a new job bumped your salary up and you can buy a better car or move to a bigger home. No-name brands disappear from your trolley, which is suddenly black and branded with a W. Longer hours mean less time cooking and more time eating out or ordering in, and what was once a monthly indulgence becomes a weekly standard. Individually, these decisions feel justified, but over time they raise the baseline cost of living. How everyday upgrades raise your cost of living. One of the reasons lifestyle creep is difficult to detect is that it hides inside the normal patterns of daily life. It's also amplified by the noise of modern life, the shiny adverts, the social media influences, the friends who always seem to be sipping a cocktail somewhere that's not suburbia. Advertising, social media, and constant exposure to new products create the sense that upgrading is simply part of moving forward. Financially literate people are not immune to this. In fact, many professionals are well aware of the principles of saving and investing. Yet knowledge does not always override behavioral influence. When income rises, a higher standard of living begins to feel normal. South Africans also often budget in family support, private schooling, security expenses, and long commutes. Some of these costs are genuine necessities, while others begin as nice-to-haves and gradually morph into must-haves. The result is that higher earnings fund a more expensive life rather than building greater financial stability. The warning signs your spending is outpacing your income. Lifestyle creep tends to show up in a simple contradiction. Your income increases, yet the month still feels tight. The payslip is bigger, but there is no meaningful improvement in savings, investments, or a financial safety net. Promotions and bonuses disappear into the shopping trolley instead of building long-term wealth. With all the extra cash paying for a lifestyle upgrade, there is little room for financial flexibility. This is where the longer-term risks begin to appear. When most income is directed towards maintaining a lifestyle rather than building financial resilience, a sudden job loss, illness, or major expense will be harder to absorb. Retirement planning also often falls by the wayside at the precise time when you should be saving more, not less. The years when your income steadily rises are the most powerful to build long-term wealth and lock in financial protection for your future. But too often, people focus on managing their current expenses instead of building emergency reserves or reviewing their insurance cover, seeing those bills as an easy shave to the budget. But not protecting your income when times are good can leave you vulnerable when times are bad. Putting your financial priorities back in charge. Managing lifestyle creep does not mean giving up the things that make life enjoyable. It's about prioritizing the expenses that genuinely matter. A good starting point is learning to separate financial priorities from lifestyle noise. Not every treat needs to become a permanent part of your budget. If the restaurant bills are eating into your RA contribution, maybe it's time to put down the menu. It also helps to decide in advance how you will spend your salary increase and to focus on your financial health first. When that promotion hits your bank account, immediately direct a portion of it towards savings, investments, or asset protection. You should also reassess all your major expenses every year, from housing to school fees, taking into account your long-term financial goals. Another important step is to let your financial stability grow faster than your lifestyle costs. Creating even a small gap between what you earn and what you spend allows wealth to build in the background. Ultimately, real financial progress is not measured by lifestyle upgrades. It is measured by the stability behind the scenes, the savings that cushion unexpected events and the investments that strengthen long-term security. Ends. Author at Ananda Bezoudenhout. Consult by Momentum Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.